The unusual snowstorms that hit Seattle and Portland beginning December 19th forced the cancellation of 450 Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air flights. Airline spokesman Paul McElroy says thousands of people have been stuck at West Coast airports because of the heavy snow and strong winds in the Pacific Northwest. Rebooking all those travelers is a major challenge. While airline travel is generally back to normal, not everyone will make it home or to their holiday destination by Christmas. McElroy says the airline is considering additional flights.
We'll start thinking about extra flights over the next few days as long as we can maintain our regular schedule.
McElroy says the airlines have called in every available agent to work overtime. He says call centers will remain open 24 hours a day until all Alaska Airlines customers are accommodated. McElroy says thousands of gallons of aircraft de-icer had to be used over the weekend in both Portland and Seattle.
The amount of de-icing fluid we use does vary on the weather. If it's heavy snow or unusually cold temperatures, we're going to use more than if it's just right around freezing or a light snow. And because we've gotten repeated snowfalls here, adding up to a foot or more in most locations, that certainly has caused us to go through our supply.
The air carrier started running low on de-icer, and the bad weather hampered shipments.
We were supposed to get several deliveries, one by rail and a couple by truck. The deliveries by truck were stopped at one of the mountain passes here just east of Seattle. And the shipment by rail, the switches on the rail lines were frozen, so they had to get crews out there to chip away the ice by hand before the rail car could get through. So anyway, we did run low, but we got more shipment in Monday, so we have a sufficient supply, and we have several more deliveries scheduled over the next few days.
Called one of the worst winter storms in decades to hit Seattle, the town itself has been paralyzed. McElroy says he's been working from home this week, unable to get to Alaska Air Group corporate offices. By yesterday afternoon, the major highways were clear, but many other streets remained clogged.